Blog Talk Radio.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all my soul fire, yeah, you brighten my day.
See, I done been around the world, played a lot of games. It's been the depth of my heart, you the one to blame. I'm looking deep into your eyes, I can see the future. Ain't no me without you, and that's the damn truth. You got me pouring out my heart in this fucking booth. And you're just like candy with a sweet tooth. A little bit of you just wonders for the soul. The better half of me will never grow old.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all my soul fire, yeah, you brighten my day.
A dark night like this, I really need your help. I'm lost without you. Come and save me, dear. My superwoman in my life, ain't no need to feel. The brightest thing in the world, let your little light shine. One of a kind, I'm really glad to say you're mine. You're the only one that keep the inner beast in line. My time will never be wasted with you. With you, it's always something to do.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all mine, so fine. Yeah, you brighten my day.
Sunshine, you make everything better. Summer rays, ain't no more stormy weather. All mine, you the end to the story.
Hi, everyone. The interview today is with Bishop Hollywood. He's a singer, rapper, producer from South Florida. I'm going to let him introduce himself further and let you know a little bit about himself coming from him. How are you this afternoon, Bishop Hollywood?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Good to have you on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here, Angela.
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome. So tell the listening audience about yourself.
Well, my name is Bishop Hollywood, an artist from Central Florida, based out of Orlando right now. I've been in the music industry for 11 years. I rap, sing, produce, and engineer my own music, also direct my own videos.
Oh, wow. Talented, talented. So how long have you been in the rap business?
I've been rapping for about 11 years.
Oh, okay. So you're a rapper, singer, producer, and songwriter. Are you a director?
Yeah, I direct my own music videos. So everything that you see on the music videos that's on my YouTube channel, I've directed those, put those together, wrote the scripts and things.
Oh, okay. So you're up and coming.
Yeah, up and coming.
Yeah. Okay. Are you on an independent label?
At the moment, I'm independent. I had a little label that I had started called Polk City Road Productions, but right now I'm just independent, trying to find my way, trying to sign to somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that happens for you. You're definitely talented.
I appreciate that.
All right, so you were born in Lake Wales, Florida, and raised in a neighboring city called Haines City.
Correct, correct. Born in Lake Wales, raised in a country city called Haines City.
All right. So you're a Florida native.
You're born and raised in Florida.
Yes, yes. You've worked with some major artists such as Plies, Machine Gun, Cali, SWV, Jeremiah, Tom G, Seven Streeter, and more.
Yes, I've been blessed to open up for a lot of those artists and perform my music on the same stage as them.
Are there any other artists that you've opened up for?
I opened up for Juvenile a while back. And I'm in the process of opening up for Life Genius.
Oh, that's wonderful. I like Life Genius music. You're a compliment to him.
Appreciate that. That's an honor to even hear that come out your mouth. I appreciate
yes.
that.
So you kind of bring people back to the old school hip-hop with influences based from, like, Outkast?
Yeah, that's my favorite group. I grew up listening to Andre 3000 and Big Boy, and that's how I kind of got my flow.
So you're versatile because you have skills in singing, producing beats, mixing, and mastering and recording. You're more than a triple threat. You can do it all.
Yeah, I try to I try to make myself stand out by being able to, you know what I'm saying, bring a lot to the table that other artists may not be able to do.
So you do the total package.
Yeah, I try
to be the total package deal.
Yes, ma'am.
So are you currently working on a new LP called Dominant, or is it already out?
I'm still in the process of recording a couple more tracks for the LP, but it should be releasing this summer.
And I expect to get a copy of it.
You most definitely will get a copy of it.
Autograph.
I got you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you have a clothing line called Release the Beast.
Yeah, the clothing line is called Release the Beast. It's basically Dominant. That's what the logo is. It's like a lion head because I'm a Leo. So it's a lion head inside of the D. And it's, you know what I'm saying, letting everybody know that you don't have to be average. You can be above average. You can be dominant in everything that you do.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's next for you? And no, that'll be my next question. How did you get your start?
Well, I started out by, me and a couple of my friends, we started, watching, the Temptation movies back in the day. So, we got a hold of, a computer and a regular computer mic, so we started recording our own music. I got a hold of this program called Cool Edit and Fruity Loops, which is a beat-making program. So ever since then, we just started making music. But my roots come from the church. I grew up in the church. So, I started playing the drums in the church, playing the keyboard, and that's how I really got introduced to music. So from there, I got to hear.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. Did you have a lot of encouragement from family, friends?
I had a lot of encouragement from my mom and dad. They seen that I had a gift, so they, you know what I'm saying, pushed me to keep striving for my dreams. Keep, you know what I'm saying? They told me whatever I do it to my best ability. So I've always had support from my family and a bunch of my friends always been pushing me to, you know what I'm saying, keep making my music.
Just keep making the music. All right. Nothing wrong with that. That's encouragement. People tell me that too. Don't stop doing my shows. Don't stop doing my interviews. There's someone in particular who tells me this all the time.
Got to keep pushing. Keep pushing
for
greatness.
Pushing for greatness. Yeah. You're right. So, do you have any children?
I don't have any children at the moment that I know of.
Okay. So basically you're based in South Florida. Have you ever been to New York or other places like that to perform?
I've been on the Good Morning America show one time. I haven't performed in New York yet. I hopefully will be able to get there someday. I performed in Georgia before and in Atlanta before.
Oh, wow. Okay, Atlanta's a great place. Atlanta's a great place.
I love Atlanta. I love the weather there. I love the atmosphere, all the entrepreneurs. I just love the area.
Yeah, if you're an entrepreneur, a black entrepreneur, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you can actually make a living being an entrepreneur there. It's not like other places. I mean, I live in a small town, but even in some of the bigger cities, it's not easy being a black entrepreneur. But you have connections. There you can make the connection.
Everybody supports everybody. It's it's not crabs in the barrel. Ain't nobody trying to pull you down. Everybody's uplifting up there in Atlanta. So that's why I kind of fell in love with the city of Atlanta.
Yeah, me too. I fell in love with Atlanta too. They put me in films and things. So I love Atlanta too. And I've interviewed a lot of Atlanta people. So what's next? What do you have in your plans next? What's next for Bishop Hollywood?
Well, my next plan is to, you know, drop this new LP, Dominant, coming this summer. I'm going to release another single that I made with my mother. It's titled Dominant off the LP. I think that's going to be real, real nice. She's singing on it. She's bringing that soul, that church soul to the track. And after that, I'm dropping another video that I'm going to shoot with my mom. And then, you know what I'm saying, the sky's the limit from there. Keep bringing out good music.
Guys, your mom's going to sing on it. Oh, that's great. She must have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the track as soon as we get off of here so you can check it out yourself.
Okay, I like that. I would like that. I would like that a whole lot. I could not get your other songs to play, so I'm going to play Sunshine again, okay?
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all my soul fire, yeah, you
see, I done been around the world, played a lot of games. It's been the depth of my heart, you the one to blame. I'm looking deep into your eyes, I can see the future. Ain't no me without you, and that's a damn truth. You got me pouring out my heart in this fucking booth. And you're just like candy with a sweet tooth. A little bit of you, just wonders for the soul. The better half of me, I never grow old.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day.
Well, I told the film, not intentionally, I do have the other song.
Okay.
All right, everyone, you listen to Bishop Hollywood for Central Florida. I apologize, everyone. I'm having technical problems right now. I apologize. I'm going to go back into the interview. So, Bishop Hollywood, do you have any intentions of branching out into film?
That's one of my dreams also. I've done a couple of short films independent movie directors around the area. So that's something that I'm looking forward to getting into.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing. I apologize about your songs.
That's fine.
So is it easy to make connections in South Florida?
With the type of music that I make in the area that I'm in, it's kind of hard to, like, build connections with my type of music. Mostly everyone around me usually does a lot of drill rap, which is like trap music and stuff like that. So like the clubs don't really play my type of music. So it's kind of hard to get into the type of market that I want to get into.
Oh, okay. I understand. I see what you're talking about. I understand. So you've been doing this for how many years did you say?
11 years.
11 years. So where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, with the type of music that I'm producing now, I see myself charting on the Billboard charts. You know what I'm saying? Becoming a household name, letting everybody know about my music. You know what I'm saying? Having my music played on the radios nationwide. That's where I see myself in 5 years.
Oh, wow. That'll be great. I can say I interviewed you.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I better say I interviewed you. That sounds great.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all my soul fire, yeah, you brighten my day.
See, I've been around the world, played a lot of games. It's been the depth of my heart, you the one to blame. I'm looking deep into your eyes, I can see the future. Ain't no me without you, and that's the damn truth. You got me pouring out my heart in this fucking booth. And you're just like candy with a sweet tooth. A little bit of you just wonders for the soul. The better half of me, I never grow old.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all my...
So even though this is pre-recorded, I'll be releasing it shortly after the show. I'd like to know, where could people go to see you perform? Where's your next concert?
As of now, my concerts haven't been started. I haven't started booking concerts yet due to the fact that I'm still working on my LP.
is it the pandemic?
Yes, due to the pandemic, it's kind of hard to book shows because people still, you know what I'm saying, getting back to the norm things. So I'd say around this summer is when I'm going to start booking my shows. You guys can, you know what I'm saying, tune into the website.
What is your website?
It's www.releasethebeastinc.com, and I have all the updates for my future shows and everything like that.
All right, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. And I really wish you the best. I look forward to having you back on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. If you had some advice that you could give somebody, let's say they're 17, 18, 19 years old, what would be the advice you would give them about being in the music industry?
The advice I can give someone that's younger, that's trying to be up and coming, is to never let anyone dim your light on your dreams. Always strive to, you know what I'm saying, reach for greatness. The biggest room in the world is room for improvement, so keep doing your thing.
All right, that's great. So like I said, you're a triple threat. You can do a lot of things, so that's an asset that makes you more valuable to a record company, if that's your goal, if that is your goal to be signed to a record label.
That will be a goal of mine due to the fact of, you know what I'm saying, once a record label gets behind you, your music, you know what I'm saying, gets pushed out even farther. You know what I'm saying? You have that big machine behind you pushing your music. The sky's the limit then. But as an independent artist, and you know what I'm saying, as you said, someone that is a triple threat, I bring a lot to the table. So, you know what I'm saying, someone's going to have to come with that great contract if they do sign me.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that. You know, I found out why a lot of people went independent. It wasn't necessarily because they couldn't get a record label. It was because, let's say you hear about somebody read about somebody getting $10 million from a record company. That's a loan.
Yeah. They looking for that money back.
Yeah.
And it's a lot that they, like I've been introduced to a lot of contracts from a couple record labels, but you know, I turned it down due to the fact, like you just said, it's a loan. It's like a 360 deal. So they making it look good in the front end, but in the back end, they trying to own all your masters, own all the rights to your name and stuff like that. You have to be careful when you're signing contracts.
Yeah, that's true. Have to be very careful. Okay, so I guess that's going to wrap up the Queen of Show Talk with Angela. Bishop Hollywood, I wish you the best.
I appreciate it. I wish you the best also.
And I look forward to having you back, and you will be getting a copy of this interview.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. All right, people, you were listening to Bishop Hollywood. He's from Central Florida. He has some great music. I wish I could have played more of it, but I'm having technical difficulties. Hopefully he'll come back on and I can play the other music also. But later on next week, we'll probably be having a surprise guest, kind of like. Actually, I met him at a funeral I went to the day of my cousin, and he was with my other cousin. So it was a lot of cousins there. I have a lot of cousins. That's all I can say. I have a lot of cousins. His name is T-Bird, and his song is My Baby's Mama, My Baby's Daddy, Baby Daddy. And it's got like over 2 million views on YouTube, so hopefully he'll be on next week. My cousin was nice enough to introduce me to him at the funeral, so I'm looking forward to interviewing him. It should be interesting. He's got a movie out, too. It's got over 162,000 views on YouTube. I think his that one song has 2.3 million views and other editions of it, so it's going to be interesting. I can say that much. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Have a blessed day and night. And stay warm. It's supposed to be freezing today and tonight.